Today is, as you I'm sure know, the feast of St. Thomas a Becket. It is no coincidence that within the octave after Christmas, there should be two martyrs. There are many lessons we can learn from today's martyr. But I believe the most important is that he died a martyr for the authority of the church. In order to withstand the authority of the state. I dare say it is one subject we do not often either hear homilies on or less still read about. But from the beginning of Christ's life on earth, he was opposed by the authority of an unbelieving state. It was Herod, head of state, who tried to kill Jesus shortly after his birth. It was Pilate, the head of the state in Palestine, who finally condemned Jesus to death. St. Augustine, in his classic work that I commend to all of you, The City of God, distinguishes two cities, the city of man and the city of God. In the city of man, men love themselves even to the contempt of God. In the city of God, people love God even to the contempt of themselves. Whatever else we say, and there have been volumes, libraries are being written on the gravest crisis in the church in her 19 centuries of history today. No question about it. And the heart of the crisis is the conflict between the city of God, which for us is the mystical body, the Catholic Church founded by Christ, and the city of man. In one country after another, the state exercises authority in contradiction to, in opposition to, the laws of God. And the crisis in one country after another, including, how well I know, in our own United States, is a conflict in millions of believing hearts between obeying God or obeying man. Another book I commend to you. A little book, not well known, by Edward Lane, The Church before Pilate. Perfect, perfect. No less than her founder. Was finally crucified and put to death by order of Pilate, head of state. So over the centuries, including today's saint, Thomas a Becket, the church has been opposed, persecuted, and where possible, crushed by state authority. We still have, on paper, 200 Catholic colleges and universities in the United States. I repeat, on paper. I know of only 3 of those 200 that are still Catholic. And the reason? Just one area of the church's life that I know so well, this having been my business for the last 35 years, higher education. One college after another, secularized, still will have the names of a saint. But it's not Catholic, because the state, first, dangling money. Do you want our money? Yes. All right. Like our Loyola University in Chicago? All right, you'll get the money. But the 11-story building for teaching, you sign a contract. You will never teach in one of those classrooms the Catholic religion, ever. And Loyola University signed the contract. There are so many things we have to pray for. May I recommend that we pray for firmness in faith, especially, I repeat, after 20 years of working for the Holy See, I repeat, especially for bishops, like today's martyr, that they may be strong, willing as Christ was, to die rather than compromise the teaching of the master in deference to or out of fear of the authority of what considers itself the omnicompetent state. Lord Jesus, from the day you were crucified on Good Friday, as the victim of state authority, to the present day, as you suffered in your physical body, so the church, your mystical body, is being scourged, crowned with thorns, and crucified in one country after another, by a godless state. Give those who are rulers and have civil authority some sense of justice to at least respect the religious convictions of their citizens. But above all, dear Savior, give the successors of your apostles, as you gave St. Thomas a Becket and St. John Fisher, give your bishops the courage to live up to the color of their vestments and be ready to share their blood for your name. St. Thomas a Becket, Bishop and Martyr, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.